everyone follows the Greyhound leader.
RSN 927.
Now on Winners. Time for the weekly Greyhound preview.
We're heading to Sandown tonight, and to preview the 12 races, Sandown's Jason Adams is with us. How are you, Jace?
Good morning, Nards. I'm well. And, of course, another Metro meeting ahead of us on a Thursday night here at Sandown Park. And it's not really the strongest meeting we've had, but certainly doesn't change the fact there's still 12 winners to be found.
We've got a minute away, Bendigo. Let's have a look at the first race there tonight. You can take out 6 and 9. Number 1, Sleepwalk Dance at 6.50. Hot Finish 6, 2.90 for Grace Arley. 6.50 Star Rico and Riddles at 4.20.
Going three on top, Grace Arley. And look, she's been threatening for some time now, and it's very rare that she misses a place. She's had the 10 career starts. She's placed in 9 of them and placed in all the 5 starts here at Sandown. So she's absolutely knocking on the door for a win. I think if she can settle no worse than probably 3rd in the run to the first turn, she's absolutely in the race. Second number 2, Hot Finish. And look, very good run at the Meadows on Saturday night. She had to work hard, and she did. She ran 2nd behind Say Hi in good time. Third number 8, Riddles. And I don't think this draw is perfect for him at all. It's obvious that he's got good ability, but he must begin well and cross to be able to win this, because I don't think the draw's up his alley. Fourth number 7, Star Rico. And I feel like she's really threatening every time she goes around. And look, she's got strength, so she will be prominent late. So race 1, the mix 6-7. I've gone with 3, 2, 8 and 7.
So we go 3 from 2, 8 and 7. We now go to Bendigo. Here's race 6.
40 at the moment on Super Tap. And the runners are about to be called in. Second leg of the quaddy, opening leg going the way of Nut and Bolt, with a strong finish to land the first leg of the quaddy. Now they're moving up. Violet Blue, It's Magic, Wynot Archie, and Mark Inch Made move up. Dinah Barge, Oshkosh, J. Aston Attlee, and Crack Amazing move in. Green light is on. Ready to go. Aston Attlee, the reserve, is the favourite. Set. Racing. Winning the start was Oshkosh J. Away well was Cracking Amazing. Around a second with Why Not Archie, and fourth the inside, It's Magic. Ahead of Aston Attlee, they put 4 lengths on Dinah Marge. Mark Inch Made, and last of all was Violet Blue, leaving the back leader Oshkosh J narrowly from Why Not Archie and Cracking Amazing. 3 up, 2 away to Aston Attlee, who continues to make ground. They're well clear of Dinah Marge around the turn. Oshkosh J first for home from Why Not Archie, Aston Attlee, Cracking Amazing. Aston Attlee charged late and got Oshkosh J. Aston Attlee beat Oshkosh J, Why Not Archie, and then Crack Amazing from Dinah Marge. They were followed by It's Magic, further back to Violet Blue and Mark Inch Made in 28 and 85.
Well, this has ended up being a real stirring finish, but the 10 gets at the reserve over the line. The reserve runner there, number 10, in race number 6. And just having a look at that approximate return there for number 10, you're looking at 280 and 140. So it was well fancied ahead of 4 and 5, race number 6 on the program from Bendigo. Let's continue our preview of this meeting at Sandown tonight with Jason Adams. And race number 2, Jace, you can take out runners 2, 3, 7. 4, Gin Lee's Dreams at 4.40. 8, Crowds Are Dancing, $1.55 there, Premier Rumble, and By Your Sides at 6.50.
Yeah, it's a mixed 6-7 final, and with these mixed 7 finals, of course, we're looking at greyhounds who don't have a lot of experience under their belt. So, time to time, you get some thin ones, you get some good ones, and I can tell you this is a good one. I'm looking forward to it. I've gone number 4 on top, Gin Lee's Dream. Thought he was terrific on Sunday, and we can expect him to follow of the line of the lure out of the boxes. So, he's not drawn horribly in box number 4. And the way he finished off his heat on Sunday, he won it in 29.58, which is quite sharp. I think he represents a bit of value at his price here. Second number 8, Premier Rumble. Now, he will start the favourite around $1.60. He was outstanding on Sunday. He was really quick to the back split. He went 18.67, which is something only the good free-for-all dogs do. But I think he's not going to get it as easy this time around, because he's got box number 8, and looking at the head-on vision from Sunday, he will want to get to the rail at some stage in the race. So he's got to begin well, clear the pack early to be able to do that. Third number 9, Courting, who goes into box number 2. And look, she will show reliable early speed. She was very good, I thought, behind Premier Rumble here on Sunday. I spoke about the hot early split that Premier Rumble went to the back. Courting was only a couple of lengths off him, so I think that was a great run. Goes into box number 2, which suits. I can see her running a good race at a nice price too. and fourth, number five, at Crown Zidanson, who shows early speed. But look, from the draw, I think he's going to have a big say on how this race looks early. So race two, I've gone 4, 8, 9, and 5.
4 from 8, 9, and 5. Now we look at race number three, and here we've got number one, Ivy's Affair, 390, 550, Dinah Bonnet, 270, Seaside Shuffle. Here we come at 7, and Dava Supreme is at $6.
Going number four here, Seaside Shuffle, and I think he's better than what he produced last Thursday night here. I think the run that we can really really see when he shows his best is three starts back, where he was run down by Bold. He went 29.51 in his own right. So if he repeats that again in this sort of field, I think that's going to be good enough to win the race. Second number six, Here We Come. And look, she's a greyhound who's got a lot of early speed, but she does like to stay real wide up the track, which is going to make it very difficult for the two outside of her. To win the race, though, I think she does have to improve on her run home. Third, number five, It's a Thrill. As I mentioned, with Here We Come beginning well and shifting off the track, that's going to leave room for It's a Thrill to really settle closer than what she probably usually would. And she's got strength, so she will be around the place chances in the later stages. And fourth, number two, Dinah Bonnet. And look, she's been missing the start in her past few starts, and I think this time around, that may be a blessing in disguise, because the greyhound in box number one begins well and gets wide on the track. But so for Dinah Bonnet, she's got to begin slowly to be able to avoid that. So race three, I've gone 4, 6, 5, and 2.
Now we have a look at the dividends. Race number six at Bendigo. Number 10, Aston Attlee, 281.40. 4, Oshkosh J, $6. Why Not Archie, 250. 8, fourth, Quinella, 19.10. Exacta, 24.60. Trifecta, 96.30. The first four, 379.90. In the running double, 710, $28.30. Let's have a look at the next event. What have you gone for here, Jase?
I've gone with number four in race four, and that is Ocala Magic. And I was impressed by the way she went about her business last week, because she copped a bit of a hip and shoulder in the early stages. She recovered well to find the front again, but there was only one greyhound capable of running her down in that field. That was Beckham, and he got her. But I think last week it was a grade five, so it was a drop in class from what she had been racing in. Another grade five tonight, so another good opportunity for her to really show her class in this one. Second number one, Kiss Me Razzley. He was put out of the race last week from a box number four, but coming up with the red here, that does look to be better off. Third number three, Shanlin Georgie. Now, she will show early speed. She can go around 5-0 to the first split, but the queries on her race is how well she finishes off and how strong she is in the last 50 metres. And fourth number eight, Sure to Excite. And he's a type that naturally isn't blessed with a lot of early speed, so he's got to begin well from the draw, but he is one of the stronger dogs in the race, so he will be running on late. So race four, I've gone 4, 1, 3, and 8.
4 from 1, 3, and 8. No Quill Magic currently at $3.60 with the tab. We go over to race number five, over the staying trip of the 7:15, and we got number two, Sweet Bobordski, is at 8.55 for Pepper Tide. Annie Lava at 3.30, 3.70 for Hot Tip, 6.50 Equilibrium.
Going number six, Hot Tip, and I think the class that he's got under his belt really stands tall against most of these, and I think the draw isn't a concern at all either. He likes to be off the track. His PB comes from box number seven here, and he's got a slow begin on his outside too, so there should be room for him to push forward, and if he does find the front, I think he will be the winner of this race. Second number eight, Rontius, who's placed in six of his last seven outings. Without a win, he's just always running second. And look, he was luckless last week, and I think this step up in distance suits him. So he's a big chance to feel the place at nice odds. Third number two, Sweet Burbsky, steps up back to the 700 metres. And look, she was tried over this distance back in November, and she didn't thrive on it back then. But I think with time, she is showing more strength over the 600. So she's better fit for it this time around. And fourth, number seven, Equilibrium. And look, he's the most talented greyhound in this race. He's got the fastest PB, but he has confidence issues, and it's just too rare that we do see the best of him. So I just want to see him put together a couple of good runs in a row before we really get back on his bandwagon. So race five, I've gone 6, 8, 2, and 7.
6 from 8, 2, and 7. We look at race six. This is over the 5:15, and he can take out the 7. We've got number one, Ask Me Now, at 3:10. $4 for Wilbur Deeds, $3 Flossing, and Go Seek Heidi is at 6.
Going number 6 here, Flossing, and she is the locking leader of this race. She does like to take a step left out of the boxes, but she's got enough speed at an elite level to be able to push forward. She'll go 5-0 to the first split and lead. She only go around 29.70 at the moment overall. So running that sort of time does make her vulnerable. But one thing's for sure, she is the leader and will be out in front. Second number one, Ask Me Now. Look, better drawn this time around. He came out of box seven last week, back into the red to where he wants to be. He likes to be on the fence and he is strong. Third number three, It Will Be Deeds. He'll follow the line of the lure out of the boxes. So the box draw is pretty good for him in box number three. And he was good here on Sunday, winning in 29 and 61. And fourth, number eight, Go See Kitey, who's not well drawn. She's a keen railer, but she does have a vacant box on her inside, which will help. So six, I've gone 6, 1, 3, and 8.
So we go 6 from 1, 3, and 8 in race six. Race seven, this is over the 595, and here we've got number one, Ace Allen at 420, 850 Fernando Rocks, 424 OK Kirsty, one of the other equal faves, 480 Never Duplicated, 750 for Dinah Harper, Burbsky Bar, 950, and Aronse also favoured 420.
Going number one here, Ace Allen, and he's 2 from 2 from box number one, but I do have one slight concern. He does like to shift off the track a little bit, but often from this sort of draw, can play in his favour because he gets wide and puts the others off balance outside of him, and he's still got that room inside of him to be able to use. So I've got him on top. I'm number five and Never Duplicated. Thought she was solid last week. Absolutely nothing went her way, and this is a tougher field. So she finds herself in a similar position as she did last week. He probably won't be able to recover as well, but I expect her to begin a bit better. Third number seven at Birdsky Bar. Look, his last two have been really good, and he's starting to show that he can make ground coming from behind, but this is a tough draw for him. And fourth, number eight, Oronse. He was outstanding 2 runs back, running second behind a Deliver, but I'm not sure if that's the standard that we can expect from her week to week. So race seven, I've gone 1, 5, 7, and 8.
So we go 1 from 5, 7, and 8 in race seven. We go to race eight. You can take out the eight. Number one, Penta Allen at 4, 280 for Jabrina. Then we're down to Kinloch Moss at 5, 950 for She's a Mitzi, and fully loaded at $3.70.
One on top here, Penser Allen. He was very good at the Meadows on Saturday night, where he came up with box one for the first time in his career, used it to advantage. He began well, a run quick time. Similar situation here again tonight. I think he should begin well from the same draw. Go around 29.50 in for anything to run quicker than that. They'll deserve to win the race. So I've got him on top, number one, Penser Allen. Second number seven, Fully Loaded. Now, he will show the speed in this race. He's faultless out of the boxes. How well he's going at the moment to run out a strong 500 metres, we'll find out tonight, but he will be showing early speed. Third number two, Jabrina. He was very good behind at Dinah Hunter in the World Cup final. I think if he was to win this race, it would be a real stand-up-and-look-at-me sort of moment because he's only recently had a restricted win grade, but he's going very well. And fourth number six, She's a Mitzi, who... Look, she's got a lot of talent, but the pressure is really going to be on her with Fully Loaded on her outside, really firing early. So race eight, the mix 3-4, I've gone with 1, 7, 2, and 6.
1 from 7, 2, and 6, and then we go over to race nine. You can take out the nine. Number one, It's a Wink at 5.50, Counting Pennies 3.40, Yoda at 8, 7.50 for Karaka, Lucky Millie at 4, and 8.50 for Boomer Blitz.
Yeah, well, I hope we get the quaddie here because I don't really want to be having a heavy go at this one, but I do think there is great value about number three, Zipping Bolt. He was seriously stiff here on Sunday where he found the front. He looked the winner of the race, and he was just taken off the track. So happy to excuse him from that. And look, since he's come to Victoria from New South Wales, he's looked threatening in his races. He looks strong. So I think in a field like this that isn't really deep in quality, he will run a good race, and he is at around $10, which is a nice price. Second number one, It's a Wink. Look, I think from the draw, she can certainly put herself in the race. Third number six, Lucky Millie, who came a bit hit or miss, but she does have a good win to her name here at Sandown back in December when she went 29 and 63. And fourth number four, Yoda. We used to see him in the kennel of the Brooke Ennis, but now in the kennel of Bob Douglas. And look, he's just not going as well, but his best is very good. So you wouldn't be surprised if he turned it around quite sharply. So race nine. I've gone 3, 1, 6, and 4.
So 3, 1, 6, 4 in race number nine. Then we go over to the next race, 10. And this is over the 5.15, where you can take out the 8. Number one, Sonny's KO at 5. 3.10 for Born Jamie. Valencia Gem, 2.70. Bolt on the Velk at $5.
Gone 4 on top here, Valencia Gem. And look, this is a race where there's not much early speed at all. So I think she's got a bit of it, Valencia Gem. I think she will be the leader. She can only go around 29.80 on the clock overall, so not running the hands off it, but I think this is a sort of field where a time like that is going to be in the ballpark. Second number two, Born Jamie. Now, this is his opportunity to bounce back because without doubt, we know he is a greyhound with a lot of ability, but he hasn't been that good since he's returned in late November. So in a field like this, this is a great opportunity. I really do hope we see his best. Third number six, Akina Moss. Good winner, two starts back here in 29 and 95, but she's not a great beginner. So she's going to need a bit of luck from the draw. And fourth, number one, Sunny's KO, who has had a win from box one before. So it looks like he is able to use it. So race 10, I've gone 4-2-6-1.
4-2-6-1 in race number 10. And then we go over to race number 11. And you can take out 7 and 9. Number one, Spokane Flick at 4.20. Dinah Uni 4.20, What's Up Skip at 5, Aston Ranza at 7, 3.90 for Dealer Wins, and Molly Coaster is at $6.
One on top here is Spokane Flick, and I think she's drawn perfectly. She just needs a bit of clear running around the first turn. She's strong, so if she is prominent down the back straight, I think she is going to be hard to hold out. Second number six, Dealer Wins, and look, he goes well, and he does finish off his races quite well, but obviously he does have to overcome this awkward draw. Third, number five, Aston Ranzo, I think, is the place chance. And fourth, number eight, Molly Coaster. And look, she's probably the fastest greyhound in this field, but the draw's not good. She's got a vacant box inside of her, which will help, but she will probably be out the back early, then running on late. So race 11, I've gone 1, 6, 5, and 8.
One from 6, 5, and 8 in race number 11. And what about the last?
Yes, three on top here, Angel Dash. And well, this is a field that's probably pretty thin for her. She's been racing against some better quality opposition. So if she can leave this race, I think it's going to be hers to lose. Second number four, Charlie Cocker 2, who often shows early speed. Only goes around 29.90, but I've said this a few times throughout the card. In this sort of calibre of race, that may be good enough. Third number two, More Donuts, who's come down from New South Wales to Victoria. He had every chance to win at the Meadows on Saturday night when he was second behind at Clo Money. And fourth, number seven, Cool Coco. It was a good runner-up at Bendigo last outing. So race 12, the last, I've gone 3, 4, 2, and 7.
3 from 4, 2, 7. What's your best roughy quaddy play of the day?
Best bet will lean towards race 4, number 4, Oakvale Magic. As I said before, it's a bit of a drop in class from what she's been racing against over the past month or so. So she's around $3.60. Value bet race 9, number 3, Zipping Bolt, the Storm Home, and Salute at around $10. Quaddy, we're going to keep it pretty skinny. First leg, we'll go with 6 and 8. Second leg, we'll go with 1 and 6. Third leg, 1, 5, 7, and 8. And the final leg, 1 and 7 with Penta Allen and Fully Loaded. So that's a wrap of tonight's 12 at Sandown Park. And, of course, don't forget the Group 1 Pause of Thunder this Saturday night in the Meadows. That's going to be a beauty. And as well, the summer distance plate where we see Poco Dorado. Very hard to beat from box number one.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that, Jase.
Thanks, Naz.